Tannehill takes the snap. Here's the give to Miller over right guard. That's a big hole. Breaks the tackle. 25, 30, 35, 40. Miller on the loose. 50, the 40 of the Texans. The 30, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Miami.
The last time we saw Lamar Miller in a regular season game, Mark, he was slicing and dicing the Texans up in Miami.
Yeah, and he looked really good that day. Did that have anything to do with him becoming a Houston Texan eventually? Maybe a little bit, but he's got a lot of great pedigree out of the University of Miami and the Dolphins. This is the first time he's left home. D.P. Sidhu visited with Lamar Miller.
I asked Bill O'Brien if he felt like you were getting into a rhythm. He said you were, because not a lot of running happens during OTAs and minicamp. How do you feel? Do you feel like there's a little bit more for you out there?
Yeah, it's a little bit more out there for me. You know, I'm just trying to get adjusted, you know, to how my guys block. And, you know, I feel like once we get in a rhythm, you know, everything will start clicking. But, you know, this only the third down and pass, like you said. And, you know, we still got a lot of room for improvement. So we just out here just trying to put in the work.
So what do you do on the days that you don't wear full pads? Are there other things that you want to work on out here?
Yes. When I'm not wearing full pads, you know, I'll be trying to work on more stuff, you know, catching the ball out the backfield, you know, just to work on that skill set, because, you know, here they get they run the best the ball, you know, out of the backfield. So that's something that I try to work on when we're not running the ball as much.
I saw you doing that a little bit after practice today, catching passes from the quarterbacks. How do you feel like your chemistry is coming along with Brock and the other quarterbacks?
You know, I think it's going pretty good. You know, we've been doing this since OTAs now, you know, with the quarterbacks, with the running back. So, you know, every day we just trying to put in the work, just get better. And, you know, by the time the first regular season game, you know, we should have a time in and everything done. So we should be good.
How about going against this defense? Now that you're in full pads, you get a true look at what you're going to be facing in camp against these guys. It's probably the best preparation you could have for the regular season, right?
Yes. You know, like I said, them guys are very competitive. You know, we have a good defense, you know. So, you know, just going against them guys every day, just competing and, you know, just try to get, you know, the offense side of the ball, you know, all on the same page. You know, I think them guys, you know, making our job harder, so it's making us better.
I'm sure you'll be looking forward to next week. You get to go against the 49ers during joint practices. What's that like, going against another team in a scrimmage during training camp?
It's okay. Last year, it was my first year doing it. But, you know, you get some good work in, you know, just competing with, you know, other guys from other teams. And that's pretty much it.
All right, so I got some hard training camp questions. We were having this debate on the radio. Is it hotter in Miami or is it hotter in Houston during training camp?
Everybody asks me that. to me, it feels the same. But Miami, you get a little breeze every now and then. But
there's no breeze out here, is
there?
Yeah,
there's no breeze. So I don't know. I heard it get hotter than this. So if it get hotter than this, then definitely Texas.
It's hard to tell when it's already this hot. All right, what do you like to pack for camp every year?
No, I just take a couple stuff. You know, I don't take too much. You know, I try to rotate everything. And then once we get our off day, then I'll just bring some more stuff. So
what do you do in your off time? What little off time that you guys may have?
Well, I try to get a massage. Well, just about after practice?
Yeah, whenever. Whenever you've got free time during camp, what do you like to do?
Well, I get treatment right now. Like, after this, I'm going to go get in the cold tub, you know, eat, take a shower, and, you know, stretch and stuff like that. And on my off days, I try to get massages. And I don't like to move on the off days, so I just try to stay home and, you know, watch TV, catch up on some things. But that's it.
Have you been out and about in Houston a little bit? What's your favorite part about this city?
The food is good. You know, everywhere I've been so far, you know, they never let me down. So the food is pretty good.
Good stuff. The food does not let you down in Houston, yeah. That's for sure.
Can't wait to see what Lamar Miller does in between the tackles, on the outside, catching the ball, running the ball. He's a guy who can do just about everything. And you know another guy who's done just about everything and really was a visionary in the scouting community, team-building community as well? None other than Gil Brandt.
Gil Brandt, formerly with the Dallas Cowboys, brought computers into NFL scouting originally. I wonder what kind those were. Commodore 64
IBMs,
or something?
IBMs.
Oh, the old ones.
The blue.
We're doing Texans radio shows every day out here, and we visited with Gil. He told us a nice story about Kevin Johnson.
Great. Gil Brandt joining us right now on Texans radio. How's it going, Gil?
Oh, it's going good, Mark. I tell you, let me tell you a cute little story here on one of your players, Kevin Johnson. You know, one of my most active jobs is to try to get players to come to Chicago or New York for the draft. And I was really having a hard time with Kevin Johnson. And Kevin Johnson wanted to come. The agent didn't want them to come, and the mother, Judy, wanted to come, and the father was torn. So on a Sunday morning, after about a two-hour conversation, I finally talked him into coming. And the mother, Judy, said, "Now, one last request. I said, "Judy, what is that?" She said, "Well, you know, my daughter is a cheerleader with the Baltimore Ravens." She said, "Do you think it would be possible when he's picked that she could announce the pick?" I said, "You know, I can do a lot of things, but I don't think I can take that job away from Roger."
Yeah.
Is what it amounted to.
If he gets drafted in the third round, maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that. Not many people know about it.
Gil, what was your reaction when the Texans signed Brock Osweiler? How do you think he's going to do here?
Well, I think he's a good football player. I remember him at Kalispell High School. And, in fact, when he was a senior at Kalispell High School, would be senior, I do a thing for the league, you know, with quarterbacks, up-and-coming quarterbacks. And we sprinkle a few high school quarterbacks in there. And I had him in there. You know, he's a very good athlete. You know, his career at Arizona State was it was kind of a mixed career. But I do think that, you start with athletic ability. And I think he's a really good athlete. He was good enough to get basketball scholarships to several schools, including Gonzaga, who's pretty good. I think I like his height. You know, I thought he played pretty well last year for Denver, is what happened. See, the one thing, Mark, is if you gave him $1 million, you'd be clapping and saying, "Boy, what a great performance." But when you give him a lot of money, everybody expects him to be off the charts. And it's just like first-round draft choices. You know, if a first-round draft choice is pretty good, but he's at the bottom of it, they say, "Well, isn't that a great choice?" If a first-round draft choice is at the top, they say, "Boy, they really blew that," is what it amounted to. But, I think that they've done a really good job. In fact, I talked to Coach O'Brien at Baylor's Pro Day, and I said, "You know, you ought to be put in jail for stealing." And he said, "Why?" And I said, "For the Miller and Osweiler is what you should do." And, you know, they did a great job last year with rotating quarterbacks, having Whedon come in, who wasn't the Cowboys didn't think he was good enough, after they played at Atlanta, I guess, and they got ahead 28-7 at the half, and they blew the lead. What happened was is that I like one of my favorite guys is a quarterback from Pittsburgh. You know, he's a third-year guy that hasn't played much, but I do think that if he ever gets in the game, he's got a pretty good chance.
Gil Brandt really knows his stuff. He's on SiriusXM NFL Radio along with a whole bunch of other things.
Woof, woof. You like dogs. I love dogs. I know you probably like dogs at home as well. And if there's a dog under your elbow there, scratch his chin a little bit because we've got something fun. Canines for Cops coming up after the break.